From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. economy lost 85,000 jobs in December. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists say the numbers suggest the slow economic recovery is not translating into job growth yet. Danielle Carson reports.
The Labor Department says the employment rate stayed the same at 10%. The December report was something of a shock to some economists who thought no jobs would be lost or gained. Others predicted upwards of 25,000 new hires. Aaron Smith is an economist with Moody's.com.
It definitely is disappointing. What we typically see early in a cycle is that the labor force starts to come back before we see significant job creation. And the fact that that has not occurred sends a negative labor market signal for the next couple of months.
Colder than usual weather could have hurt construction employment, always sensitive to weather conditions. It fell by more than 50,000. There was a bright spot in the report. With businesses rebuilding their inventories, the number of temporary jobs went up by 47,000. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Lawyers for the Nigerian man accused of trying to set off a bomb aboard a Detroit-bound jetliner on Christmas Day entered a not guilty plea today in Detroit. At the brief hearing, the suspect, 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who'd suffered burns when he tried to ignite an explosive concealed in his clothing, walked unaided into the courtroom. He answered yes in response to a question from U.S. magistrate judge if he understood the charges against him. His lawyer then entered the not guilty plea. Abdulmutallab was indicted on 6 charges, most serious of which the attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction, carries a sentence of up to life in prison. Police say the man who shot and killed 3 people and wounded 5 others at a factory in St. Louis Thursday fired hundreds of rounds before killing himself. Rachel Lippman with St. Louis Public Radio has more.
Police Captain Michael Sachs says officers recovered 2 handguns, an assault rifle, and a shotgun from the body of 51-year-old Timothy Hendren. He was carrying additional ammunition in a fanny pack. Hendren opened fire Thursday morning on fellow employees as they reported for work at ABB Incorporated, which makes electrical transformers. Sachs says the scene inside the large manufacturing complex was gruesome. He says the investigation, which is in its early stages, is a priority for the department.
These are things we may never know what truly motivated him to do this. We can get an idea, you know, once we find out about his relationships with people at work and at home.
Police expect the investigation to take several weeks. Sachs says Switzerland-based ABB is cooperating fully. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has unveiled a new budget plan he says is aimed at closing a nearly $20 billion budget shortfall. In unveiling the new budget today, Schwarzenegger called some of the proposed cuts draconian, but said there's no way to avoid further pain. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 111 points to end the week at 10,618. The Nasdaq was up 17 points. This is NPR. According to Pakistani intelligence officials, a pair of suspected U.S. missiles have killed at least 4 people and wounded a number of others in North Waziristan. The strikes are the latest in a recent surge of U.S. attacks since a suicide bomber killed 7 CIA employees and a Jordanian intelligence official across the border in Afghanistan. The area hit by the missile strikes is believed to be a stronghold of a Taliban group with links to al-Qaeda. Analysts say the network may have played a role in the December 30th attack on a CIA base. The French transport minister says France will use body scanners at some of its airports initially to search passengers heading to the U.S. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
French officials have been weighing the option for the last few days. Transport Minister Dominique Bussereau said the first scanners would be used for flights to the United States and other sensitive destinations. He said there may be 6 or 7 scanners at the beginning. The French Civil Aviation Authority said a scanner will be installed at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport within the next 2 weeks. The country is tightening all security measures at airports after a failed attempt to blow up a U.S. plane heading for Detroit on Christmas Day. Sarkozy has said he wants to make French airports the safest in Europe. Britain, the Netherlands, and Canada have said they plan to use body scanners. Italy is considering them. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
3 passengers aboard a Dubai-bound Emirates airliner were taken into custody today after reportedly making verbal threats. According to reports by Britain's Sky News, British police boarded the plane and removed 3 young Englishmen. A further search with sniffer dogs turned up no threatening items. According to an airport spokesperson, other flights at Britain's busiest airport were not affected. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.